The original research study entitled SMPDL3B, a novel biomarker and therapeutic target in myalgic encephalomyelitis, was authored by Rostami Afshari and El Remeli et al. From the Université de Montréal in Canada. It was published in the Journal of Translational Medicine in July 2025. Sphingomyelin phosphodiesterase acid-like 3B, SMPDL3B, is an essential immune regulatory protein and is also involved in fat metabolism. The authors investigated its role in ME/CFS pathophysiology and its potential as a biomarker of disease severity. The study included two independent cohorts. The Canadian cohort included 249 people with ME/CFS, meeting Canadian consensus criteria, of which 208 were women and 63 healthy controls, 33 women, who were frequency matched by age and sex. For replication, the authors used a Norwegian cohort of 141 people with ME/CFS, 119 women, also diagnosed according to the Canadian consensus criteria. All participants from both cohorts were recruited before the COVID-19 pandemic, and blood samples were taken to analyze for SMPDL3B. ME/CFS symptoms and severity were assessed with the 36-item short-form health survey, multidimensional fatigue inventory, and DePaul symptom questionnaire in the Canadian cohort. In the Norwegian cohort, a physician categorized disease severity from mild to severe ME/CFS. Participants with very severe ME/CFS were excluded. SMPDL3B levels in plasma were significantly higher in the Canadian ME/CFS cohort compared with controls. To evaluate the potential of SMPDL3B as a biomarker for disease severity, the authors used 30 ng/mL as a threshold to separate the Canadian ME/CFS cohort into low and high plasma SMPDL3B. Participants with SMPDL3B plasma levels above 30 ng/mL presented significantly greater symptoms and disease severity than those below 30 ng/mL. This finding was replicated in the Norwegian cohort. The authors also found sex differences in the ME/CFS cohort. Women had greater cognitive impairments, sleep problems, and post-exertional malaise, while men presented lower severity scores but higher reduced motivation. The authors found that estradiol modulated SMPDL3B levels in vitro, suggesting that estradiol may contribute to the observed differences between men and women. These findings suggest that SMPDL3B may be a biomarker of disease severity and a target for therapeutic interventions. However, further studies are needed to fully understand and validate its potential.